case number 922-752.
Well, yeah, well, he also has a letter returned to us, so we contacted him, and he gave us his current mailing address. Long work and long, but then we said, well, we can't find him in your favor, and he's like, oh, but I told him. Okay, hold on.
Do you live in Waterbury?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
What, I'm sorry, what?
Okay. Are you gonna wanna vote on this, or?
Well, you can just give me one.
We'll give you a minute.
Oh, I just had to break it.
Who are you representing, as well as your witness, please?
Yes, ma'am. Sergeant John Iommazzo, I-O-M-M-A-Z-Z-O, Waterbury Police.
Sergeant Rose, R-O-S-E, Waterbury Police.
I'm sorry, what was the rank?
Rose.
The detective, your rank?
Sergeant.
Sergeant. We're just gonna wait a second.
Thank you.
How are you lost?
No, it's okay, I wasn't successful.
Oh, I thought.
I know what's gonna happen, my phone's gonna ring.
We'll try. All right, Sergeant, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, the appellant was denied on the grounds of suitability at the time of her application, which Sergeant Rose is here to testify for, and then I have some recent events that I wish to share with the board.
Okay. Ma'am, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
I was denied because they said I had a record. I don't have a record. My record is completely clear. I turned in a paper to the state board in Hartford that shows that I don't have a record at all. No felonies, no anything.
Just for the record, ma'am, the denial letter we have in the packet indicates you were denied for suitability for the underlying conduct in the 2018 incident where you caused a disturbance by yelling vulgar language and threatening comments which alarmed staff at a school, and the police had to be called. So that indicates to me it's not an issue of whether you have a record, it's
that
those
was,
events.
That was off. They took it off in a year because the one showed up in court.
I just want you to understand you're here not because of a record that exists,
okay,
but because of that. And
okay.
I believe the sergeant's going to testify about that. So, all right, you may proceed.
Thank you, ma'am. For this incident, Sergeant Rose will testify about the incident he investigated on May 16th, 2018. Sergeant, you spelled your name. For the record, what agency are you currently employed with?
Waterbury.
All right. How long have you been employed by the Waterbury Police Department?
20 years.
Were you working with the Waterbury Police Department on or about May 16, 2018?
Yes.
All right. Do you recall an incident involving the appellant on the state?
Yes.
All right. Could you provide details of the incident for the board?
Yeah, basically at the time of the incident, I was responding to a school disturbance at an elementary school, which was an unruly parent inside the school.
Excuse me, can you keep your voice up?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, sorry, yeah, responding to a school complaint, which was an unruly parent inside the school, which was a verbal altercation that escalated into verbal threats.
Was the appellant there when you arrived at the school?
No, the appellant was gone.
And what did the school staff tell you upon your investigation?
The school staff said that the parent came in and was irate about the treatment of her son and made a couple of threats and stormed out of the school.
And were those threats minor, or did the how did the staff take those threats?
Well, they were scared and called the police about it.
Did the appellant threaten their safety during the day or for after school hours?
It was after school hours.
That she was going to return?
Yes, basically she said that I'm the wrong B, you know, B word, and I will be back. And that's, it's not a threat, it's a promise.
Okay. Were you able to locate the appellant?
Yes.
Where did you locate her?
At her residence.
And when you interviewed her, investigated the continuing investigation, what was her statements to you?
Well, basically, she said that she was upset and, you know, she was sorry about creating a disturbance.
That she admitted that she was indeed at the school?
Yes.
All right. Was she, what enforcement action did you ultimately take?
She was arrested and was charged breach of peace and threatening second.
Okay. All right.
Ma'am, do you have any questions of the sergeant based on his testimony?
Yes, one, he wasn't there.
Okay, questions?
Oh.
We're going to come to
you
your side of case
next. Was I home? You said you caught me at my house. I was in New York, so how was I home? I came from New York to you guys, so how was I home?
I'm just recalling to the residence we dispatched to your house where I located you at.
You did not locate me there. I was not there. I was in New York.
So, it's a fine line between testifying and asking a question. I think you could ask him where he spoke to you or something like that, but you have to ask him a question.
Okay.
If you're going to rebut what he's saying, you're going to have a chance to do that when you speak.
Okay. So, when you pulled up at my house, I was there?
That's why I made contact with you, wherever the location was.
Okay. Such a lie.
Any other questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay, does the board have questions of the sergeant? The chief or colonel, whoever wants to go first.
I just want more clarification details, nature of the incident, what was said, who was said to, how long it was, what time of day it was, you know, things, paint a picture for us of what you're alleging. She came in and she made threats. Did she threaten to shoot up the school? Did she threaten to punch somebody? What did she say?
Basically, it was during the school hours. So I was dispatched from the school officials called the Water Bay Police Department of an unruly parent. So by the time when I arrived on scene, she was already gone. Basically, I guess the school staff was said something involved with her student, which it escalated into verbal threats. Then she escalated, I guess.
Okay, but what were those verbal threats?
Oh, the only threats that we had to recall what they told me was basically, you messing with the wrong one, and I'll be back after hours. And this is not a, it is not a threat, it's a promise. That was told by me by the school staff, officials and team.
Okay, any more than that, threat of violence?
No, that was just right we're going, no.
Okay, and trying to resolve the issue about where you talked to her. Did you go to her house and she was there, or are you just not sure now?
I can't recall where the address, but it was, we located her, and that's when.
Did you locate her?
Yes.
And you talked to her that day?
Yes.
The day of the incident or the next day?
The day of the incident.
He's telling her what to say.
Yeah, well, we can't listen to somebody else tell you. Yeah, you can only testify from your recollection.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's adamant that you did not do
no,
that.
No, he didn't.
Didn't. It was a while ago, and you're trying to do it from memory, just to do the best.
No, I'm doing all for the recall of memory.
Can I speak?
Not yet.
All right, thank you.
Colonel?
No, he sort of answered my question, same thing.
Other questions by the board?
This isn't the only basis for the...
It doesn't sound like it, no.
Excuse me?
I don't think so.
Okay, I just wanted to clarify that.
The arrest did take place that day, the entire record.
Well, you have no knowledge of it, do you? You have no specific knowledge, so we can only ask him. Do you have follow-up questions for the sergeant based on that?
No questions, but I do have
them. Don't worry, you're going to get your turn.
Okay.
All right, so we're all set with that.
Sure, I'll just follow
up. Go ahead.
Sergeant, to the best of your recollection, did you make a custodial arrest? Did you issue a summons that day?
No custodial arrest.
Okay.
No other questions? Sergeant, do you have any other witnesses?
I do not have any other witnesses.
Oh.
But I have other information, but...
Oh, other information.
Yes.
See. Okay. All right. You can tell us
I provided the packet to the board. Mm-hmm. You'll note that there's a recent event that just occurred. I provided the board with some of that background information, as well as the search and seizure warrant that has been executed within the last several weeks. Wanted the board to be aware of some of the materials that were recovered at that time. It has a material basis on this application.
So you have to testify about it?
Yeah.
We have to get that on.
Yeah, you have to testify about it.
You have to get that on his reading.
Okay.
To put on the case. And you can do it through yourself.
Yep.
Or the appellant.
Okay. I have some questions for her, so just to sort of get it onto the record.
Sure.
Do you live at 44 Pleasant View Avenue?
Oh, not her address.
Oh, sorry.
Yep, that's okay.
Do you live at the address in Waterbury?
Yes, I do.
Okay. How long have you lived there?
5 years.
Okay. Do other people live with you?
I have 5 kids that live with me, and one son rents side 46 Pleasant View.
Okay. All right.
You don't have to tell us your address. That's all I was getting at.
That rents the indoor side of the house.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. Where do you currently work? Do you work in Waterbury?
I'm self-employed. I have my own business. I have a transportation service, and I do here.
Okay. So is that within Waterbury or? It's
anywhere.
Anywhere.
Transportation goes everywhere.
So you're out of the house on a regular basis?
I'm in and out.
Okay.
I'm a boss. I don't do the driving.
Were you home on March 28th, 2024?
Yes. No, I actually was in the courthouse. But was I home when they came? Yes.
Okay. So you were home, and you recall the incident that occurred on 28th? Okay.
Yes, I do.
All right. And were you issued a copy of the search and seizure warrant at the time?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
The warrant wasn't signed till 3 o'clock. I was out my house for 6 hours. Y'all had me standing outside the house for six hours.
I did.
I have everything on recording on my phone with the state police and Waterbury PD. Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you recall what was recovered from your home?
Recovered from my son's room downstairs that he rent? Yes, I was aware of that.
What was recovered?
They said guns and things like that. But he's 18. Let's recall that too.
Okay. But he lives in the house.
No, he lives on a separate side of the house. There are two sides to that house, which is on the record because it has its own light, its own entrance, and everything. You can Google 46 and 44. They're two separate addresses. And I don't own the house. My uncle owns the house. So I'm renting one side, and my son is renting the other side.
And I do want to say for the record that in the search and seizure warrant,
it says 44, when y'all supposed to got a warrant for 46 where he lives, not where I live.
So the address disparity was addressed in the warrant.
Y'all messed y'all warrant up. Because y'all say 46 don't exist.
It's not an argument.
Yes, we're answering questions
here.
Or
you're testifying.
So the address issue was addressed in the seizure warrant, so the search warrant. Mm-hmm. And you said what was located in the home in that search warrant?
Yeah, I said y'all found guns and things.
Okay. Were they legal guns?
Not to my knowledge.
Were you made aware that those guns were stolen?
No, I was not. I wasn't even aware that they was in my house.
Okay. Does your son does he own any type of lock storage, safes, or anything of that nature?
I don't know what he has in his room. He's 18.
Okay. All right. Are there any other juveniles that live in the house along with you?
Yes, I have 5 kids. All right.
And does everyone have free access to all areas of the house?
They can if they choose to, but the majority of them live upstairs with me.
I do want to enter into testimony that the weapons that were found, there were 3 weapons that were identified as stolen weapons. It's an ongoing investigation, so I have to, but those 3 firearms were part of a larger incident where up to about 21 firearms were stolen. So this was part of a cache of larger stolen weapons, and they were you said they were in your son's room?
The 18-year-old, yes.
Okay. And they were found sitting on a nightstand. I did provide that search warrant again for the board. So it is an open and ongoing investigation, so I have to, but I did want the board to be aware that that those firearms were located in the residence.
I'm still unclear on the issue of whether the location of the 18-year, the stolen weapons in the 18-year-old residence is a separate residence from the appellant's.
From how the investigating task force has made me aware, it is all one and the same. It is all one residence. Although there are two numbers, when the search warrant was applied for, it addressed that within the confines of the city of Waterbury, they address it as one address.
All right, so let me read something. The address in question is a single family house. There's a right side, I'm not saying the address, even though I guess it's on the record already, but it's trying to maintain confidentiality here. The left side has a label of 46, but through city records, the residence is labeled only as 44, and there is no 46. Is that correct?
That's wrong, because it has its own separate lights and everything, and on the deed that my uncle showed me, it's a 44/46 Pleasant View.
So your testimony is it's not a single family
house. It's not a single family when you have an in-law side.
So it's an in-law apartment within your residence.
Within the side of the house.
Okay, how do you access your son's side from your side?
It has a downstairs door. He has his own door on the side, and he has his own entrance to the backyard as well.
So you can get to his side from your
going
side
out,
without going
right.
outside?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
I broke down a wall so he can come up and eat.
Okay, does that answer your question, Dr. Conner?
It does, knowing that there is an internal
and that was by my hand.
Access. Yeah, I think that's the complicating issue with these recent findings.
So, I also have.
All right, we're going to get you in 1 second. I just want to keep
the appellant made a comment that she didn't know the guns were in her house, not in the son's house. She said. Her house.
Yes.
Right, in the son's room.
Right, so clearly you're saying they were in your house.
No, they was, I didn't know that he had guns downstairs where he left. I don't go down there. In his house. I don't really go down there at all.
But you could.
If I wanted to, but he's grown, so why am I invading his privacy?
Oh, I don't know.
If I, yeah. But I have a question.
Believe me, you'll get a chance. Do you have?
I wanted to add one additional question.
Yes.
Is there another bedroom down in that space where your older son's bedroom is?
It's an in-law house. He turned the living room into a bedroom. Yes, it's a bedroom, living room.
So there's two bedrooms in that lower space.
Yes.
Who occupies the second bedroom?
No one. The kids live upstairs. They just have extra space down there.
Board have any follow-up questions on that?
Well, just so the kids have extra space down there. I mean, the kids go down there?
No. My kids upstairs the majority of the time with me. Okay. Are they in the backyard?
All right. The majority of the time, that means sometimes they go downstairs.
No.
Never.
Not really, no.
Not really means sometimes.
No, they don't.
Never gone down.
They have before he moved back home.
All right. Since he's been there, have they ever
gone
down there? Not once?
No.
Other questions by the board?
It seems to me they have access, though, because of that interior door that you put in.
There's a door that locks it, where I have the key, so I can lock that door. That door is always locked. It's a closet door that I locks with a key. Because he's 18 and he wants his privacy.
Okay, but how does he, but you had also said that
when you have a lock, you can get in and out from one side, but if it's locked on my side, they can't go down.
Right, but he mentioned that you put that in so that he could have access.
Right, when I cook dinner, because I don't want him, he don't know how to cook, so I cook, so if I call him up, he'll come up and lock it, unlock it from his side, and come up and eat, and then goes back down.
But I thought you said you locked it from your side.
Yes, I lock it from my side, but there's a handle you can turn where he can access to come up and eat. You know, the door handles, one right. side locked.
So do you unlock it so that he can then come up? Do you keep it
he
locked?
He can unlock it and come up and eat. But when he's down there, I lock it with my key. Okay. If I call him up to come to dinner, all he have to do is go and unlock it with the turn and the lock okay. and come up
so
and
eat.
So
it's like an outside door from would be from his side. He can unlock. If you have it locked on your side, he can unlock it from his
side.
His side, and come
yeah.
up. And you keep it locked all the time?
Yes, I do.
Otherwise?
Yes, I do.
And you're alleging that your younger children who
they
live with you
with me.
Stay
yes.
with you
yes.
and don't have access to his unit at this point in time?
Yes.
Okay.
Does he have a kitchen?
Do he have a kitchen? No. The kitchen, I removed the stove. He has his own washer, dryer, hookup, and everything, but I removed the stove because I don't want the house to go up in flames.
Any other questions by the board?
Yeah.
Any other witnesses, Sergeant?
No, ma'am.
All right, ma'am, it's your chance to tell us what you'd like us to know.
Okay, one, I have a question for the, are y'all here for me or my son? Because
no.
I was denied, not my son.
Can you answer? I mean, if you can answer.
We are here to address your the denial of your pistol permit, yes.
Okay.
So this is your turn. So if there's just things you want us to know, this is your turn to tell
okay,
us.
As far as they warrant, with my son's paid attorney, 46 does exist. You can look under files and you can see that that address does exist. You can go on Google and Google 46. Pleasant View. As far as him being grown and doing his own thing, I have nothing to do with that. I can't control a grown man. So what he do. I have nothing to do with that. I'm my own individual. I have babies that I take care of. He's not my only child. I have 5 biological and 2 foster kids as well. And I feel like I'm being harassed by Waterbury. I have video and face recording, voice recording of Waterbury also threatening me in the midst of this, waiting for this warrant to be signed off at 3:45. So I wasn't technically home because they wouldn't allow me in my house at all. And they didn't even have a warrant at the time. And as far as him saying that he picked me up from my house with the school incident. I was in New York. He called my phone. He asked me, can I come home? And it wasn't him. It was 2 old men. He wasn't even the arresting officer. It was 2 old men that I met coming from New York. I pulled up in my driveway at 2516 North Main Street. That was the address at the time. I was nowhere to be found. I had a meeting with the school. And we had a little disagreement where we said things. I did not threaten anyone. So after the meeting was said and done, I left and went and handled business in New York. I get a call from Waterbury PD asking me to return to Waterbury. And I returned to Waterbury. Yes, I did. They did put me in handcuffs. I did go to court for it and everything. But they did not contact me at my house because I wasn't home. It actually took me 3 hours. They sat around and waited 3 hours for me to come back to Waterbury.
Sergeant, do you have any questions for the appellant based on her testimony?
I do not.
Does the board have questions?
Are there charges pressed against the appellant?
For which incident, ma'am?
For this recent incident that you're talking about now with the guns?
It's active and ongoing, so it's in process. So hence I'm sort of limited into the extent of which I can, certain information that I can.
She's a party of concern?
She's the homeowner, so.
No. I don't own the home.
I thought that she said that she had a relative who was actually the homeowner.
Oh, well, I mean,
yeah.
it's
I don't own.
She's listed as the homeowner.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, all right, she's asking him a question.
I'm confused because the appellant has indicated that the property is not owned by her.
I mean, that's her residence.
Right.
That's her residence, and the warrant was executed on her residence.
Okay. Not necessarily as the homeowner, but where she lives.
Correct, yes. Along with all of her children.
Okay.
Other questions by the board?
How many juveniles live in the home with you right now?
Four.
And what are their ages?
16, 15, 11, and 7.
And they're all in your area?
Yes.
And your son that's involved in the other incident, he's 18?
Yes.
Okay. And do those four juveniles have access, can they get to his area from the inside of the house?
Only if I unlock the door.
When you have a key?
Yes, I have a key.
That's how you
the
unlock
key, and the lock. Key is on my house keys that stay in my pocket, yes.
That's all I have.
Other questions?
Going back to the 2018 incident, when the police discussed that incident with you, did they say that the people at the school felt threatened by what you said?
Yes, they did.
Okay, thanks.
Did you say in 2018, you messing with the wrong bitch, wait till after hours, it's not a threat, it's a promise?
No, I didn't say that.
Do you know what you said?
I said, y'all should leave my kid alone. That's all I said. I did not threaten anyone. No one never showed up in court, so the judge told me to stay out of trouble for a year and it will clear off.
Do you know if you used a program in court, like accelerated rehabilitation?
I never went to a program. I guess the thing was to stay, because I didn't have a record at the time or anything. She said just stay out of trouble
for a year
and that's it.
So you don't remember an application for accelerated rehabilitation or something, AR?
Like an AR, maybe, I don't remember, but I did sign something to stay out of trouble.
And then it was nollied after 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Other questions? Ma'am, do you have any other witnesses?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Would you like to make a closing statement?
No.
Okay. Sergeant, would you like to make a closing statement?
The issuing authority still stands by the suitability based on past behavior and recent events that does not feel confident that another firearm should be entered into the immediate area of the appellant.
Thank you. Brief factual point.
This is a denial by the Waterbury Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the original denial was an incident that occurred in May of 2018 in which the Waterbury Police Department responded to a complaint of a verbal altercation at one of the schools. The school staff alleged that the appellant began yelling, screaming, and using vulgar language, and made a veiled threat before she left. She was arrested the same day for breach of peace. Seems like she took went accelerated rehabilitation for that case. The appellant has no criminal record. Waterbury Police Department discussed a very recent search warrant that was served. And there was some discussion about the residents. It was served at the home. I believe it's either a one family or a two family, or it's a one family in which there is a separate bedroom in which her son, that's 18 years old, has, by the appellant's testimony, sole access to a room. I believe it was Waterbury Police, State Police served a search warrant and recovered stolen firearms from that run. And there is an ongoing criminal investigation based on the search warrant. The appellant testified that there are four juveniles living in the home. Those juveniles, she has testified that the juveniles did not have access to the 18-year-old's room.
comments by the board? Seeing none, Dr. Conrad?
I guess I'm going to have to uphold the issuing authority, given the current situation, and it seems that there's an investigation, a serious investigation in process.
Attorney Sinetti?
I go with the issuing authority. I believe the people in the school did feel threatened by the appellant, and that would make her unsuitable to have a handgun.
Colonel Overturf?
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis?
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig? And Chair votes issuing authority. 6-0 in favor of issuing authority. Thank you all.
Do it as